The hostler at the Two Forks Livery and Grain paused in his listless pitching of hay as he saw two riders move down from the crest of the limestone hill. Harley Mills rubbed a sleeve over his sweat-streaked face and speculated as to whether he was fixing to get some customers. Mills put the hay fork aside and stepped through the gate.
Yeah. Morning. From the looks of the dust on you, you've come a ways. I expect them horses could stand a feed.
Neither man replied. The hostler stared a moment at a rust-bearded man hunched on a streak-faced bay. Then his reddish eyes were drawn to the taller rider, a gaunt, sallow-faced man who studied him in dark distrust.
You're Harley Mills.
That's right. But I don't know you. Or do I?
You didn't use the swamp stables. Time I remember you was cowboying for old man Blair Bishop.
I used to. He fired... Yeah. We come to a parting years ago.
Harley Mills searched the seldom explored recesses of his whiskey-dimmed memory. Something in those deep-set black eyes reached him. His jaw dropped.
Know me now, don't you?
Mills nodded, dry-mouthed and nervous.
I reckon we'll leave these horses with you. Me and Owen, we're going to wash some of the dust down. You take good care of them now, Harley, you hear? Good care.
Mills could only nod. The tall rider swung to the hoof-scuffed ground and shoved the leather reins into Mills' numb hands. He reached back to his war bag tied behind his saddle and fetched out a cartridge belt. He took his time putting it on while the hostler stared at the .45 in fearful fascination.
Things ain't changed much in 10 years, have they?
Mills shook his head, a knot in his throat.
Blair Bishop still figuring himself the big he-coon?
The hostler's eyes gave him the answer.
Well, things can't stay the same forever. Come on, Owen. We're past due for that drink.
Harley Mills barely glanced at the red-bearded Owen as he took the second set of reins. He watched the tall man stride up the street, looking at first one side of it, then the other.
Macy Modoc. Macy Modoc is back in town.
The sheriff poked his head through the door of the Two Forks Bar and Billiard Emporium. Looking around quickly, he spotted the two men seated at a small table. He stared a moment, his heavy fingers gripping the door jamb. At length, the tall man looked up and saw him.
Come on in, Early. Wondered how long it'd take you.
What you doing here, Macy?
Having a drink. Share a little sunshine with us.
You was in the pen, Macy. How come you to be out?
I was turned out. Got all the proper papers right here in my pocket. You care to look?
Maybe I better.
His frown deepened and his mustache worked a little as he looked over the papers.
You didn't serve out all the term they gave you.
Good behavior, Early. Surprised you I could behave myself.
Damn sure does. I figured you'd get in a fight and some other prisoner would stomp your brains out. Hope so, as a matter of fact.
But here I am back in Two Forks, like a bad penny.
I want you out, Macy. Have your drink, get your horses fed, then ride on out. I'll never want to see you again. Not in this town, not in this country.
Early, if you'll read that paper a little closer, you'll see it says I done paid up all I owe. I can come and go as I please, here or anywhere else. After all, I'm a property owner here in Two Forks. I come to see about my property.
After 10 years... That old saloon you had is half fallen in. Kids broke out all the window lights the first week you was gone. Wind took most of the shingles and rain has done the rest.
The land it sets on is mine. I come to see after my property. There can't nobody quarrel over that.
Macy, we've had a nice quiet town here the last few years.
You're putting on some belly.
Just you listen to what I tell you. If you come to settle up any old scores, I won't have it.
I got no grudge against you, Early. You just done what you was told. The boss man snapped his fingers and you jumped. That's how it always was them days. He's still snapping his fingers, Early.
He's a good man, Macy. Anything he done to you, he done for good cause.
Macy Modoc glanced at his red-whiskered companion.
Like I told you, Owen, things ain't really changed. The years go by, people get older, but everything else stays the same.
I want you out of here.
When I get ready, Who knows? I might take a notion to rebuild.
You've come to get even with him, Macy. Don't you try. If you come back to raise hell...
You was just a cowboy when Blair Bishop had that badge pinned on you. You're still just a cowboy.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Don't you crowd me.
If there's trouble between me and Blair Bishop, it'll be when he comes hunting me, not me hunting him. And Blair Bishop will come hunting me, Owen. I'll make him hunt me. And when I shoot him in self-defense, not even a Two Forks jury can touch me.